Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Top of the morning, top of the day, top of the week.
Yep.
It happens to be Friday, so I suppose we can make this the top of the week, right? Friday, January the 7th. Whose birthday? Oh, this is Elvis's birthday. I know
tomorrow.
It's always... What? Huh? No.
Saturday.
No.
It's Doug, I looked it up. It's on the prep. He shares a birthday with David Bowie.
Because it's on
no.
the prep, that doesn't
no,
mean it's
Victoria.
Right.
Okay. It's January 8th.
January 7th. I think it was born at midnight. That's probably what the,
oh, geez. The
thing is.
Must have been that.
Yeah, right.
We had one
exactly.
leg in each year. That's or each day, right. probably, right?
A leg in. Well, remember we had those twins earlier this week that were born. One of them was born at like 11:58 on New Year's Eve, the 31st. And then the next one was born at 12:04 or something the next day. So they don't share the same birthday. They have different birthdays. I thought that was kind of close. Different birthdays, different birth months, different birth years. That's pretty amazing. Yes, it is. If I do say so myself. Okay, so welcome to the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay is lurking about in some capacity. The Secretary of State in Oregon. You do pronounce it correctly, right? You don't say Oregon. Do you, ladies? Oregon is not. It's Oregon.
I don't say, yeah, Oregon.
Yeah, I think it's
some
Oregon.
People, I've heard a lot of people say it in different ways, which is strange.
All right. So this is about Nicholas Kristof. I always thought that was a great name. My name is Nicholas Kristof. What's yours? Anyway, he was a New York Times columnist. He's ineligible to run for governor because the state's constitution requires candidates to be a resident for 3 years. Is that a result of Hillary Clinton when she carpetbagged into New York? Did other states look
no,
at that?
Every
or
state
New York
is,
look at that? Is all
no,
different?
I think in this case, that's been the rule for a long time. And so if you're
I
trying to have like
be.
One foot.
Right,
in, yeah, you absolutely should be, right? A minimum
I'm so
of 3 years.
Tired of these politicians that think, oh, I'm going to represent
they don't
this
live
they
anywhere.
No idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing with a lot of these, you know, like my congressman, Adam Schiff, who has a 500-square-foot apartment that he keeps up for appearances, but he lives in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I get it. You're in Washington, D.C. a lot. I understand. But you have to understand your district. You have to understand
yeah.
your state or your county. I don't know. We had a guy, I can't remember his name, but there was, it was a big scandal locally. It feels like a year ago, but it was probably more like 10, where a guy got in trouble who was running for the city council because they found out that he wasn't even living in a city council district. He was living in like some well-to-do area, and he was supposed to be representing this poor area. And so people went bananas on this guy, and I think it ended, that's probably why I don't remember his name, but I think it really ended his political career because it was like, how can you represent this area where the income is $30,000 a year when you're living in Beverly Hills? It's just, you know. Got to be there with your people.
Yes, your peeps, as it were. All right, so anyway, he doesn't run. Who are the other? Is there anybody else running that's of note that anybody would know? Are they all local candidates? I think maybe that.
I haven't paid much attention, honestly. I don't know.
Yeah, it's, Oregon's always been kind of a liberal state, right? I used to refer to it as progressive, both Oregon and Washington State and California. Like the West Coast, a lot of the people that don't like liberals wish that the three states on the West Coast would just float away, sink into the ocean. Which, by the way, brings me around to a study of the faults in San Francisco. Jennifer, you may have seen this. This week there was a release of information for all those of you who live, I guess pretty much the West Coast has faults. But this report, this guy went out and videoed where the fault is, like in parking lots and buildings. You can see, he says, look at this, and there's cracks in the pavement where there are two levels in a parking lot. maybe only 3 or 4 inches, in some cases not even that much. But he says, look down here, and I guarantee you by 2050, there's going to be another San Francisco earthquake, the likes of which they haven't seen for 100 years. Was it 1918? When was the last big, there was a really huge earthquake in San Francisco?
Really huge one early in the 1900s. But there were also some big ones in the 80s, too, in San Francisco that were
Yeah, but not as big.
Still big.
Well, the San Andreas...
You don't want to sniff on it.
There are two. The San Andreas Fault runs all the way up and down the West Coast, pretty much California. And then there's another one that's about 40, 50 miles long that's in just inside the city. It looks pretty dangerous.
Yeah, one of the coolest things I got to do when I was in college is that, you know, you have to pick a science. And so there were, you know, all these different earth sciences and stuff. And then they had an earthquake class, and it was taught by Kate Hutton, who is, she's retired now, but the lady who you would always see on television after earthquakes in California. She worked at Caltech. And so I thought, you know what, why not take that class?
That's interesting.
I
would love that.
And it was kind of fun. And so this whole class, the entire semester was all about earthquakes and the history of them and kind of the makeup. And someone who lived in California, it really does help take away some of the fear. Like, I can remember having or, like, living it through an earthquake after taking that class, and you can feel the primary wave, the secondary wave. You can figure out if it's a jolt or, you know, if it's a rolling earthquake. It's kind of cool.
That should be a mandatory class in California.
It was really neat. And we got to go to Caltech, and she showed us a tour of the, you know, the Richter scale and all that stuff, how they print it out.
Very cool.
But the thing that she would always talk about, because we always hear about the big one, and the big one is supposed to be on the San Andreas Fault exclusively.
Yes.
And it's overdue. And so everyone tells you, you know, don't get comfortable because it's overdue.
Sky is falling. Ooh.
And it's going to be damaging. But what people don't realize is that most of the San Andreas Fault is in pretty remote areas, like the desert, pretty much Palm Springs, that, you know, all around the area where there aren't a ton of people. But she always told me that the one that she thought was the most damaging, there's a fault that runs straight under Dodger Stadium and straight through downtown.
Ooh,
and she said if there was I remember her telling us if there were to be an earthquake in California that was going to be destructive, if a big one, you know, using air quotes there, hit on a fault, that would probably be the most damaging because
there's
such a large amount of people.
Is that any different than living where Jay does down in Asheville, or where the tornadoes come through and wreak havoc like they have this year, or hurricanes that hit the southeast, or snowstorms? It's not a big snowstorm today.
I just think there's something that can be catastrophic anywhere the lift.
Yeah,
you know?
Right, exactly. So
more than surface damage. I don't know. It feels a lot bigger. With more potential.
As much as
you imagine if someone just imagine if like a Dodger game is going on?
Right.
I mean that's like something out of a movie, you know.
The earth opens up and everybody goes into the hole. What difference does it make whether you die that way or whether you die in a tornado or whether you die in a ship that sinks or what you get hit by lightning?
Did anybody say that there was a difference?
Well, I don't know. Victoria sort of said that's horrible. They're all horrible. And you get right
down to it.
They all
are horrible.
Yeah, I'm just...
If you die from a natural disaster, it stinks.
Of course. It's all
terrible.
Horrible. I'm just saying, like, if you think about, like, if Dodger Stadium is full and an earthquake rips through there, I mean, that's... Yeah, that is, like, literally something that you would see in a movie that doesn't even feel real.
Mm-hmm.
And to that point, I can remember, and this was just a couple, I think maybe 2019, 2020-ish, there was a big earthquake that was way out in the desert, but it was way up in the 7s on the Richter scale. And I remember being home, it was around the 4th of July, watching the Dodger game at my dad's house, and we're all sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden, like, everybody kind of looks around at each other because the television, literally the screen, it's like going, like Dodger Stadium is bouncing up and down. And he's like, are we, like, losing it? Are we having a stroke? No, it was a huge earthquake that we all felt in our house, but they felt it first at Dodger Stadium, and the cameras were straight
down.
And it was a really, really weird thing. But it was scary for those people at Dodger Stadium. I'm sure they were thinking, is this it, or what are we doing?
So what's been the scariest moment of your life? The earthquake in 84? Has that been the scariest moment in your life as
84?
Far as that sort of thing? Wasn't it? When was the
Northridge earthquake?
The big one was in the 90s, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, that's probably my scariest earthquake. It was in 1994. I remember.
I was there in 94. I don't remember. I remember a little, like, the room shook a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Naturally, only Doug would be the only person. Like, oh, no, it was nothing. But the rest of the state's like, yeah, this was the worst moment ever.
Earthquake.
Doug's like, wow. Oh,
like, people died and the freeways cracked. Like, a
I
police officer
for some reason,
on a motorcycle went off of a freeway that crashed. Yeah. That was 1994. And I remember because I was in high school and they had to give me straight A's because they had to assume, because it was during finals. It was actually on Martin Luther King Day. It was January 17th. They had to assume that you were going to get an A on your final, and so I got straight A's, and I was really excited. I didn't have to take finals, but our whole school was knocked down. My whole high school was knocked down in 1994.
Boy, I don't remember. I remember being at Deborah Cooper's house in Encino, and the China cabinet crashed over. I stood in the there was a in the door jam, and you know, rocked around for 40-50 seconds. It seemed like a lot longer than that, but that's how long it lasted. I didn't remember. I thought Northridge was earlier than that. But then I can always be corrected because I'm not perfect.
My friend got sucked into her waterbed in Northridge.
Oh, my God.
During the Northridge earthquake. Yeah, her waterbed erupted. But you have to remember, I mean, maybe over the hill it wasn't so bad. Northridge is where I went to high school. I mean, this is where I went to high school.
Another good reason to live on the other side of the
right
hill.
Right there. Yeah, and my house not so far away. And it was pretty intense.
Well, that's what happened to your house. I didn't know that. Okay. There was a big fire.
I was living here at the time.
In Rancho Palos Verdes, one of the firefighters got killed. How bad is that fire? Is it out now?
It wasn't. It wasn't necessarily that the fire was so bad, but the smoke and the flames got hit. He was overcome. He did a mayday call, and by the time they could get to him, he was dead. It was very sad.
As long as we're in California, there was an armed robbery at a home in Sherman Oaks, which is just on the other side of the hill. And the victims somehow got the best of the people that were robbing the house, right? They zip-tied the robbers? Did I see that correctly?
No, those were the victims. Three men that had weapons came into the house. There were two women inside. And this was the house of like some social media person. Mm-hmm. And they came in and zip-tied the women. I don't know. This is the new normal. Unfortunately, this is the new normal. And
crazy people, crazy things.
Yeah.
Yep. 18 past the hour.
This is Florence Murski's house, if you know her.
Who's your what? What's her name?
Florence Murski. So she's a social media influencer.
No, no, no. All right, 18 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. If you love the sports like me, you get annoyed with your team or player. So Progressive's going to help take your mind off your team or that player for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they lost that thing recently, think about Progressive letting you compare our direct rates side by side with competitors to easily find the lowest option. Don't worry, your sports ball team or player will get them next time. Hope this distraction from Progressive about easily comparing rates was helpful to not think about that last game or match or season. I mean, even though I love sports ball.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 past the hour. This is the DJV program. Friday it is, and this is the traditional time during each hour when we dig around into the social media, and people are celebrating, I don't know if that's the right word, acknowledging maybe is the better word, the king of rock and roll, which we will do, as a matter of fact, here on the DJV program right after this.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, exercise.
You know, the right gear makes all the difference.
Sure does. Which is why I went to Kohl's and got an Adidas hoodie for my husband, Nike sneakers for my son, and some Tech Gear leggings for myself.
Is shopping your cardio?
More like my motivation. Did I mention I got an extra 20% off and earn Kohl's cash?
Ooh, BRB's running to Kohl's.
Select styles, Adidas and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% off earns January 9th. Some exclusions apply. See storerequest.com for details.
Can't go on together with suspicious past. 25 after the hour, we celebrate today and tomorrow the birth of Elvis Presley, who died. We do this twice a year, on his birthday and on the day of his death. And Victoria just asked a good question. How many people, how long do we have to keep doing it? Oh, no, I think Jennifer asked the question. How long do we have to do it? Well, as long as I'm around, I want to acknowledge Mr. Presley as the king of rock and roll. Now, how did that... The Michael Jackson was referred to as the king of pop, right? Do I remember
that? That was
right
after there? Elvis, obviously.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Exactly.
Elvis was anyway. The king of rock and roll, and then Michael Jackson was dubbed the king of pop.
So, the things that have been controversial this year... didn't somebody come on the program and tell us that Elvis's mother was Jewish? and that there's a Star of David on at Graceland on the plaque. They're all, if you've ever been to Graceland, they're all buried next to each other, sort of in a circle out in the backyard.
Yeah.
And there's a like copper plate on top of the graves. I don't remember seeing that, but I wasn't looking for it necessarily. Is that true, or is that just rumor? We know how rumors get started.
Mother was Jewish?
Yeah.
I'd never heard that.
Don't you remember that? I thought we were talking about that a couple of weeks ago, somehow or other.
No, I've never heard that.
Maybe it was just a bad dream. I've been having a lot of those lately. So anyway, Elvis remembered your favorite Elvis song. When you look at all of the things, there are so many movies and the songs that he was. I love this one. Oh, this is a fabulous song. Don't you love this? Under the circumstances, what is he?
But I can't help falling in love.
This was the sixth most popular song that he ever recorded, if you didn't know that. That's a million seller and then some. So what of all the Elvis tunes, ladies, who wants to pick their favorite? I don't know.
I like a lot. I like a lot of them, but I think this one is a little mean.
Yeah.
But I like, I'm a Suspicious Minds girl.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good song.
I think Hound Dog's pretty good. I just like to hear him kind of rock it out a little bit. I don't know. I think maybe Suspicious Minds might be my favorite.
Really? What about you, Victoria?
I like the old stuff. That's All Right, Mama is my favorite.
Yes.
I love that too. Old Elvis.
Anyway, happy birthday to Elvis Presley. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai's all-new 2022 IONIQ 5 electric crossover vehicle earned the prestigious honor of Green SUV of the Year from Green Car Journal. Additionally, the all-new 2022 Hyundai Tucson with new powertrain variants that include hybrid and hybrid plug-in earned Green Car Journal's 2022 Product of Excellence honor, an acknowledgement of the compact SUV's important achievement. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Deep breath.
Live virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Heavy snow leads to a 75-vehicle pileup on Kentucky's I-75 overnight as more than 100 million Americans coast-to-coast are under weather alerts from multiple winter storm systems. Out west, avalanches are expected in the Cascades, Olympics, and Mount Hood. In the east, the tri-state area of New York is getting heavy snow and is expected to last for most of the day. Of all of the American deaths that occurred at Pearl Harbor in 1941, September 11th, Vice President Kamala Harris says January 6th was just like that.
December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. And January 6th, 2021.
It should be noted the only person shot and killed January 6th was an unarmed Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt. The shooter, a Capitol Police officer, will not face any charges. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go.
Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
There are no special cases. Rules are rules. People are welcome in Australia, but if you're not double vaccinated and you're not an Australian resident or citizen, well, you can't come.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. The number one tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, is spending one of his important religious holidays in an Australian detention hotel working on his challenge against deportation. George Christensen, a member of Australian Parliament, was on Fox News Thursday and explained why his government is taking such a hard stand.
When it emerged that he had some form of exemption to come into Australia, unvaccinated Australians exploded with rage because, they've had things taken away from them, just like in certain states of the US, they've had things taken away from them. They can't go to pubs, clubs, restaurants, cafes, bars. They can't even go to some shops at the moment in certain states of Australia. Some people who are unvaccinated have actually lost their jobs as a result of not being vaccinated and the government impositions. So, to have an exemption for Novak Djokovic sort of made it like, well, there's one rule for superstars, another for the rest of us. But actually knocking him back also sends a bad message because it just rubs it in that, you unvaccinated can't even come into this country, even though you're the number one tennis star in the world who's won the Australian Open something like 9 times.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four after the hour now on the Friday, January 7th, day before Elvis's birthday program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. So, what about... I saw something. I want to find out. Victoria wants to go over the things that are going on at Gracetown this weekend as part of our overview of what you could be doing here, there, and everywhere if you're not caught in the snow in the Northeast. So, someone sent me... I was looking at the seven wonders of the world. You've all seen those items, have you not? The things that are generally thought of as being the seven wonders of the world, the Great Wall in China, the Leaning Tower of Pisa,
the traffic canyon, freeway in Los Angeles.
Yeah, right. Yes, right, exactly. So a teacher in Virginia, as a matter of fact, asked her students, these were fourth graders, to see if they could come up with a list of, if they knew, what the... all of the seven wonders of the world were. Some people think there are eight. And so most of them, they figured it all out. There was one girl...
The eighth one was Andre the Giant. Did you know that?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Andre, for those of you who don't remember, Andre the Giant, he was a wrestler of some note in the, what, 60s and 70s? I guess early 80s, too.
In the 80s, yeah. He's a big guy. Right. He's in The Princess Bride.
Yeah. He kind of looked like the Incredible Hulk on TV. He wasn't green, but he was almost that big. Anyway, so this young girl didn't respond, and the teacher looked at her and said, well, what do you think the seven wonders of the world are? And I thought this is probably, everybody, no matter what you're doing now, including maybe if you're driving your car, you stop for a second and just listen to this. This is the wisdom of somebody in the fourth grade. I'm looking for this young lady's name, and I haven't found it yet to go back to the story, but the name's not important. It's what she said were the seven wonders of the world. One, to touch. Two, to taste. Three, to see. Four, to hear. Five, to feel. Six, to laugh. Seven, to love. I thought, isn't that wonderful for a fourth grader to come up with that? To touch, to taste, to see, to hear, to feel, to laugh.
Too bad she failed, but that was a nice try.
No. No, I don't think that was where that was going, but thank you.
She's a future politician. She can't answer the question, but she made it sound nice.
All right, so what are they doing at Graceland this weekend? I know you're chopping at the bit to tell us, Victoria, what's going on at Graceland in honor of Elvis's birthday today and tomorrow. What's going on?
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff that's going on. This is a multiple, you know, they do this like over the course of several days because there's so many different things and events and things going on. So they've got screenings of his movies, and they have a sing-along. They've got a gospel dinner that's happening tonight at the guest house at Graceland, which is that hotel that's built right next to Graceland. Yeah. And then a lot of the stuff is sold out, but there's also some stuff that you can do virtually. If you're not in the Memphis area, you can go on to Graceland.com, and you can see they've got lots of stuff there. Officially, tomorrow morning at 8:30, Priscilla Presley will be there, and that is the annual early morning tradition as friends and family of Elvis gather to cut a piece of birthday cake on the north lawn of Graceland, and it's a proclamation of Elvis Presley Day by Memphis and Shelby County officials that also gets read out. Then, following the ceremony, the fans walk across the street to Vernon's Smokehouse at Elvis Presley's Memphis, and then
next to where the airplanes are parked. There's a row
and then they have. So everybody will get free coffee and birthday cake. And then in the afternoon, they have another thing. They've got a panel of different people who worked with Elvis. You can see that. Then they've got a pop concert tomorrow night.
Most of them are the people that are on the Sirius XM Elvis channel. I'm not being facetious. That's who they are.
Some of them are, and so, like, you know, Priscilla is going to be on a panel this year. Elvis's jeweler is going to talk about, Terry Blackwood is going to talk about all the different things that that he designed for Elvis, which is kind of cool. If you've been through Graceland, you know, Elvis loved his jewelry collection.
Yep.
And so there was there's a lot of cool stuff. And then tomorrow night is going to be the big concert, the Elvis Presley Pops concert with the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. And that starts at
7:30. I wonder if the Jordanaires, some of the Jordanaires are still around, if they'd be a part of it. I thought they were one of the greatest assets that Elvis had. Remember the Jordanaires? They did all the background singing in the first probably 10, 12 years, 14 years maybe of all of his hits. Every one of them. Jordanaires were in the background. They were just fabulous. So, well, anyway, happy birthday to Elvis, wherever you may be. Elvis has left the building, but he'll be back next year. Other people in the news today, Mark Cuban apparently saved the Dallas St. Patrick's Day parade, financially backing it in 2012. He claimed he passed out from drinking so often at the parade. He always had a great time, so let's have the parade.
How nice.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the St. Patrick's Day parade, not only in Dallas, but pretty much everywhere. Don't you think it'll be back? Because by the time St. Patrick's Day come around, most experts say that the problems with COVID will be pretty much over. So floats and all that stuff, I guess that's what you're expecting.
You would think it would be back, but who the heck knows?
Yeah, who knows?
We have a new mandate now in L.A. County, and this is a great one. If you want to go to work, or if you are if you're an employee or an employer who works indoors, you now have to wear an N95 mask, and your employer has to provide it to you. Mm-hmm. So that just came out yesterday.
So they'll be all gone by noon today.
Do you think you can find one?
No.
We're supposed to provide it for our employees at the company that I run.
Who's going to come check on you? Who's going to come check?
I don't know. But the point is, it's just creating more
another stupid
chaos because
Yep.
Where the heck do you find the masks now?
Mm-hmm.
They're gone. It's like
all right, other people in the news. Apparently, General Hospital, those of you like Jennifer who are fans of General Hospital.
No, that's not Jen.
All my children.
Yeah, she's all my children.
Children.
I'm General Hospital.
Oh! Sorry, excuse me for stepping on that. General Hospital has killed off Luke Spencer, played by Anthony Geary.
Again?
He's, like, officially dead now. Like, the rest of the cast has mourned him. Yeah.
Really?
He's gone. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know why they would bother actually killing him off unless they were hoping that Anthony Geary would come out of retirement maybe to play him one last time, but it's not happening.
Oh, so he wasn't on the show. They just killed him.
They killed Luke Spencer, the character. Anthony Geary, he retired, I think, in, like, 2015, and so he's been living over in Europe and, like, sort of living his best life.
They
and
finally
I
just
think,
finished him off.
Yeah, I think they just realized he's never coming back. Let's make it a
so
plot line.
So they basically sent word that he died so that they could watch everybody react to it?
Got so the
it.
Thing
pretty
that
much,
really
yeah.
is pretty amazing about this, when Luke and Laura, I even remember this, got married on the air in 1981, 30 million people watched it. Can you imagine people not having anything to do, like in the middle of the day, and they watch all these soap operas?
Now, just because I know that my dad's an avid listener to this program, this is where I get to mention that my dad actually starred on General Hospital during this time period.
He did? Really?
What? He played it. I feel like I've told you this before, Victoria, you had the same response. He played a DJ, and he took bribe money from Blackie, which was John Stamos, I think, at the time. And it was when, I guess, when Luke and Laura were first getting together, they were on some dance floor or something like that, and he was the DJ there. So he's a starring
wild
He was the voice of a newsman in some movie, too. I don't remember what the movie
so
was.
So is your girl over here. I've been in several movies as a talk radio caller and a host. And in one, where my dad, maybe what you're talking about, there was one. This is so embarrassing. I don't know why I say anything. But Anna Nicole Smith happened to be in one, and this is when my grandfather, who was great, we called him Bunky, was alive, and we were trying to show him have him listen to me being this caller's voice. Mm-hmm. And Anna Nicole gets on the screen, and he goes, "Hey, there you are." Thought I was Anna Nicole Smith.
Uh-huh. There you go.
She was much during one of her prettier phases. Let's just say that.
Well, I can
see her. Wasn't what she had pulled into a disaster mode.
Another name in the news this week: Jessica Chastain, injured making a movie. She was doing here. This is the thing with stars and doing stunts, and insurance companies go bananas because the stars are heavily insured. And I don't know what she was, I think she's quite a good actress. I don't know what you ladies think. I think she's good in whatever she does. Memorable.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she is. I liked her in The Martian as the captain of the ship, but she's played all kinds of roles. Anyway, she was hurt this week. Nicolas Cage is expecting his third baby with his first wife. Huh?
With his first wife.
Wait, what? I thought this was his. He's been married like multiple times.
Okay.
This is the first baby that these two are having together.
His first baby with his third wife.
No.
Yeah. Could that be right?
This is the first baby he's having with this woman. Her name is Riko Shibata.
Suave.
Right.
Okay.
This is the first baby that they have together, but he also has a 31-year-old son and a 16-year-old son.
Uh huh. Riko Shibata.
God love men. They can just keep having them.
Yep,
keep having those babies.
Remember when he was married to Lisa Marie Presley for a minute?
Yeah.
Because he was so obsessed with Elvis that he married Elvis's daughter. And he still wears a ring, because we were talking about Elvis's jewelry. Nicolas Cage, remember he, like, thought he was Elvis?
Yeah.
Like, after that movie? Like, he's a weird dude. And so he married her, and then she gave him, I guess, some, like, personal pieces of jewelry that Elvis had owned. And
dumb decision.
I know, right? And then they got divorced a minute later, and he kept it, and he still wears, like, Elvis's stuff. It's very strange.
There's an Elvis song about wearing a ring on your finger. Also, that wasn't anything to do with this, but it's a good song. Ireland Baldwin says she has cardiophobia, daughter of Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger. She's in constant fear of having a heart attack.
Ooh.
She posted that on her on her one of her social media posts. But why do
I mean, to be honest, though, is anybody really excited about having a heart attack?
No.
Yeah, but who thinks about it every day? Like, and she's
26
young.
26 years old.
Yeah.
You think she has a few things, phobics, based on being the daughter of Alec Baldwin? Or maybe Kim Basinger, one or the other.
Maybe.
Hunga bunga. Today is National Bobblehead Day. Celebrate that with all your friends, the Goofy Dolls. Let's see if we can create a, how about a Victoria Keelan bobblehead? That'd be pretty cool. I'm going to work on that.
Jen, I feel like someone already made you a bobblehead.
Yes, they did.
No, 46. I was never a bobblehead, but I'd like to be.
46. Let me try it again. 46 past the hour.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Andrew's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, exercise.
You know, the right gear makes all the difference.
Sure does. Which is why I went to Kohl's and got an Adidas hoodie for my husband, Nike sneakers for my son, and some tech gear leggings for myself.
Is shopping your cardio?
More like my motivation. Did I mention I got an extra 20% off and earn Kohl's cash?
Ooh, BRB, running to Kohl's.
Select styles, Adidas and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% off earns January 9th. Some exclusions apply. Store or Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again. Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down. And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clear.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, 53 past the hour, as Victoria Keelan joins me, Doug Steffen, with the top five items from the world of technology this week. Number five to number one. Okay, so there's a new nail polish. And people say, huh? What's that got to do with technology, Victoria? Well, explain.
Yep. So OPI Nail Polish Company, which is one of the largest two that you find in salons and in retail stores, they have teamed up with Xbox, and they're collaborating on a new lineup of gaming-inspired nail polishes that also unlock in-game content for the games Halo Infinite and Forza Horizon 5. So the line of 12 nail polish colors is available now at Ulta stores, and purchasing colors in the line qualifies for redeemable codes that you can unlock exclusive content and bonuses in each game. So there are 12 different colors, lots of options for girls and guys. It's not just for girls, but it's really cool. And naturally, they have, like all OPI, if you're a lady's ever been to the salon, and you know how cute the names are, they're all the same. They've stuck with the same theme for all the gaming stuff. So it's really cute, and that's available in stores right now.
Counting down the top five items from the world of technology this week. The LG TVs are in number four position.
Yep, LG announced that all 2021 and 2022 LG Smart TVs will be equipped with a health education and telehealth app that is a senior-focused company called Independa. And so this platform will allow users to set up and have telehealth appointments through their TV, which is, doctors are happy about this because if you're standing up in front of a larger screen, they can diagnose you better if it's some sort of a physical ailment. It's overall, it's easier for most seniors to use their TV rather than, trying to get through a computer or an iPad or iPhone. It's going to be a lot more streamlined. And so if you do not have, most of these telehealth appointments are covered by insurance. If they're not covered by insurance, though, through this app, you can pay a flat fee, $75 for a dentist call and $55 for a doctor. Not sure how a dentist telehealth appointment works, but certainly for a doctor's visit, that's become more and more popular. And also as well with you know, talk therapy. So that's another thing you can do through Independa. So that's a good thing. They're also, this platform will also be moving to other brands, but they're launching with LG.
Walmart is expanding its direct-to-your-refrigerator deliveries.
Yep, it's called InHome, and that is Walmart's delivery service that brings groceries and other items directly into your fridge, into your kitchen, and on your countertop. Now, they started this out in 2019. They only serviced a million customers at the time. Their new plan is to expand this to 30 million U.S. households by the end of this year. Walmart says they're going to hire 3,000 delivery drivers and establish an all-electric fleet of delivery vehicles, thousands of which were actually ordered from the General Motors-backed electric vehicle company called BrightDrop. And so by the end of this year, we might be seeing more and more Walmart trucks all around, just like those Amazon trucks. Let's hope that they know how to park and not block traffic. Because the Amazon truck thing, I know you've said it, but it
ridiculous.
Is really true.
Awful,
they're in the middle of the road, like everywhere.
All the time. Exactly. All over the country. Number two, no surprise, CES. But they had to end it early, right, because of all of the Omicron
Yeah, because fear. Of COVID and everything. Yep, so CES did happen this week, and there, as always, there's always cool stuff that comes out of CES, and people like seeing where the future of tech is going to go. Major contributors, Microsoft, Google, Twitter, AT&T, T-Mobile, a lot of those big companies decided to go virtual instead, but that did free up space for smaller and medium-sized tech companies to display their goods, and so it ended up probably being better business for the smaller companies, and so yeah, they had to basically close the doors a day early, but I think that a lot of cool stuff still came from it, as usual.
All right, so number one is Tesla in China. Boo.
I mean, this was certainly the most controversial story of the week. On New Year's Eve, when no one was paying attention, Tesla unveiled the launch of a new dealership in Xinjiang, which, if that sounds familiar, that's the region where the Uyghur Muslims are being forced to work in labor camps. And so Tesla has a showroom now in the capital of that region. It seems very suspicious. A lot of people are not happy about this. Tesla has had a weird partnership with the Chinese government over the years. They've gotten a lot of backing, and they've had their first profit turned because of the help of the Chinese government. And so the U.S. accusations of genocide in Xinjiang have, you know, based, as we know, this is multiple countries are now refusing to use any products that come from this region. So I'm not sure how this is going to affect Tesla's bottom line, but this was a terrible PR move.
Won't help in his PR department.
No,
not at all, under any circumstances. All right, so that's that story, and all the other stories put together help you to understand what's going on in the world of technology. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, counting them down at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.